From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a speech televised, calling it a new dawn.
We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State.
U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Mattis also said the U.S. does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has in the past advocated as spoils for American military activity there, and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit, which comes on the second day of the Mosul military offensive to push out IS. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum toward peace in Syria.
It's time to try again some intra-Syrian talks, keeping Astana focused only on the cessation of hostilities and Geneva, and therefore all of you, the UN, the international community, involved in trying to see whether there is any space at this stage for a political discussion.
Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda, called the opposition, says they are prepared to negotiate a political solution. This is VOA News. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations from entering the U.S., but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order had directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, We will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order from President Trump dealing with immigration reform was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as tomorrow. Diplomatic tensions rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Kim Jong-nam died en route to a hospital last Monday after he was reportedly accosted, then poisoned by 2 women at Kuala Lumpur's airport while waiting to take a flight to Macau. South Korea's spy agency says Kim Jong-un issued a standing order for his half-brother's assassination. Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Observers from the Association of the World Election Bodies was invited to monitor the election process. Rosana Dietsch is one of the observers.
We had some information gained from the commission and from our AWeb members. We got informed that all polling station commission members were educated to do their work properly. They even make the commission, some innovation into IT process. So I think that our report in the end will be in a positive way.
With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno had just under 39% of the vote. He needs more than 40% of the vote and a 10-point lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff in April. The Acropolis and other ancient sites in Greece are closed to the public after state guards called a 24-hour strike over pay in a contract dispute with the government. Today's protest was not directly related to Greece's bailout measures, but the country's government is under renewed international pressure to limit spending and agreed with lenders on new austerity measures and reforms. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.